Last year, West Virginia Public Broadcasting featured one of West Virginia's last remaining broom makers, Kanawha County resident Jim Schaefer. The story ended with a question. Would this dwindling art continue once Schaefer retired? Well, turns out a whole family in Hampshire County makes brooms together, and they were inspired by Schaefer himself. Just about 20 miles from Romney, West Virginia, is a little town called Kirby. Kirby is home to Wanda Hott and her family. She owns this big farm on a hill. It's lush, green, and misty from rain. She and her husband raise beef cattle here, and they grow a variety of vegetables and fruits. Cucumbers and some of the best and sweetest grapes I've ever tasted. This farm has been in her family since the 1930s. Wanda works as a professional school bus driver for Hampshire County Schools during a normal workday, but for more than a decade, she's also been a broom maker.
I got into broom making because my sister wanted to know what I wanted for Christmas one year, and I needed a broom. I wanted a practical broom, and she got me a broom from Jim Schaefer. And I looked at it, and I thought, huh.
Wanda fell in love with that broom and remembered her great-great-grandmother used to make brooms. She wanted to learn how to make them too and started teaching herself. For some help, she reached out to Jim Schaefer.
I picked up the phone and gave him a call, and he answered about the seventh ring, probably.
Wanda began buying broom-making supplies from Jim, and they became friends.
When we went to Charleston to meet Jim to learn how to make brooms, he was very patient and did not mind showing how to make a broom and how to sew it. And he had brooms everywhere and broom corn, and that was just down my alley. That's what I wanted to learn.
Wanda has been making brooms for the past 13 years now. And then last year, Jim Schaefer called Wanda and told her he had decided he was not able to continue making brooms. Hoping to pass on his craft to the right person, he offered to sell her his broom-making equipment. And she accepted. Wanda hopes her broom-making business will be her main source of income once she retires from school bus driving. And as it turns out, two of Wanda's teenage granddaughters, Shelby and Kira, have taken a particular interest in the broom-making craft as well.
It sparks my interest.
That's Shelby.
It's something that I'm able to actually sit down and do or pay attention to, and it doesn't lose my interest.
And her little sister Kira feels the same way.
I'm a really hands-on person, so I really like to be able to like feel something and have it in my hands, and broom making is a really good way to do that. And I like spending family time because I think spending time with family is really important, so it's kind of a way to do both for me.
Slide that string through that green loop that you have.
Okay.
Shelby and Kira often sit with their grandma like this here in their family shop called Clay Lick Broom Shop. Wanda's taught them to make a variety of multi-purpose or decorative brooms by hand. Today, Wanda is showing her granddaughters how to wrap and tie the broom corn.
All right, you got her done. We're not going to do the pretty stuff.
Wanda says she's not really sure how the craft became such a big part of her family.
It just evolved. I learned to make the broom to start with, and then I would teach my sister and our friend, and when somebody came, family members came, they would jump in, and it was a big thing. So just teach them, you know. Anybody wants to see, we teach them how to make brooms.
The brooms Wanda makes with Jim Schaefer's equipment take about 25 minutes to finish, and they sell for about $17. Wanda sells them to local Lions clubs, just like Schaefer did. But the brooms made in the Clay Lick Broom Shop are made entirely by hand, without the machine. Since they take longer to make, Wanda sells those for up to $50.
When we were making a broom by hand, and with the three of us doing it, we have no two brooms are alike. They're everything's different.
Wanda hopes broom making continues to spark interest for her family. For Shelby and Kira, they want to continue the tradition too. Kira says the craft is a beautiful one.
I think it's a really great thing that there are still people around that still want to make brooms, because it is a really like neat and wonderful thing to learn, especially if you're a person who likes to pick up different hobbies. It's a really neat hobby, and it's a really neat thing to get to do.
And her older sister Shelby adds, being able to make brooms is a practical tool to have.
It's something that I think should be passed on. People should know how to do it, because you're not going to always have plastic, and you're not always going to have the machines. The broom corn's something you can grow and make it yourself. You don't have to go and buy it.
Wanda Hott's brooms have been getting noticed. She's even had customers as far away as California and Illinois. And with her entire family also interested in making brooms, for now, it looks like this art form won't be disappearing in West Virginia anytime soon. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Liz McCormick in Kirby, West Virginia.